Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, our weekly spin-off podcast. I'm Paul, that's John, and Dad, just very, very quickly, I've got a piece coming out in The Guardian over the coming weeks about a little cop show from the 80s called Miami Vice. Did you ever get into Miami Vice at all?
I think it was a bit too cool for me. I was a very uncool dude, although people may disagree when they see me with my curly hair.
Hang on.
I had an afro.
This is the 80s. You were in the force at the time, right?
Wouldn't that be funny if I was in the police force with an afro? The hat wouldn't... The hat would look... It'd be like pressing a hat onto a spring.
Did you treat the afro at all, or was it natural, a natural curl?
I'm not saying that on the public record.
Okay, I just want to say this. Listeners, I'm going to paint with a broad brush, but it seems like there's a typical type of older gent who balks at the idea of using moisturizer, using hair product, any kind of personal grooming at all. And then you go back into these men's past and you find out that they went and got fucking perms
Paul,
done.
I had a perm done on a Saturday afternoon in Curl Curl.
Right.
Which is a bit of...
Good pun.
Is that Freudian?
Right.
Yeah. But that's the name of the suburb.
Yeah.
Curl
well,
Curl.
That's where you want to go. So listen, you...
I'll tell you what, it was a foxy look.
Yeah, but...
It took 3 hours.
Okay, so why have you moved in the opposite direction where you will... refuse to put anything in your hair when you have, frankly, one of the best heads of hair of anyone I know?
Well, it's an excellent question. So, when I got the perm, sounds weird saying that, doesn't it?
When I got my perm done, and
it sounds almost as crazy as I used to be in a band,
which you weren't. Not really. Paul. We had some funny emails anyway.
Paul, yeah. A band.
Paul, mate.
Anyway, so I don't know what came over me, but I have been known to do extreme things.
Yes.
I actually did have a beret that I wore on top of the perm.
Wow, you just went for it, didn't you? Did you press it down and it kind of moved around the perm?
No,
or did you perch it
sat on top? It was precariously balanced. I'm deadly serious. If I was trying to dig up a photograph of me when I was... Mind you, I'll tell you what I looked... When I hit the disco floor...
Yeah,
I used to trip the light fantastic.
Well, yeah, because...
Till the wee hours. I used to go to bed at it. I had to leave early.
Dad, the light refracted through the bird nest of your hair and provided people with quite the light show.
I'll let you into a secret.
Please.
I was a chick magnet.
Were you?
Yes. I'd go into places and people would just stare, mainly at my afro.
Yeah, Dad, what the fuck is that? Is different to give me your number. But I just... Listen, why have you moved so far in the opposite direction, and why do you get weird about having your hair done?
I don't really like people touching.
What if it's you?
That's different.
But I've literally showed you how to do it. I've sent you hair product, and you just don't do it.
I'm just not into it.
It doesn't seem right
to have sticky stuff in your hair.
It's not sticky, Dad. It's not sticky. It's a matte finish. It's not. I think you have a complex based on some past experience. Maybe you watched a show or saw a movie or met someone who had hair that was slicked back and you went, I don't want to be anywhere near that. What if we gave you a perm now? What if you grew hair out,
Paul,
we gave you like a shocking white perm?
Paul.
Yeah. What a lie.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
As God is my witness.
Yeah.
Christine and I were looking at a photograph of you when you were 4 or 5.
Yeah.
You had
curly
blonde
hair.
Curly hair.
Oh, it looked fantastic. It looked so good to the point where... So, Tegan's having the inverse happen. So, my hair got... Okay. My hair got darker as the years have gone on. And now, yeah, I've got some sort of salt and pepper stuff going on. But by and large, my hair is very dark. So, it's gone from blonde to dark. Tegan had light blonde hair as a kid. And she got her hair cut the other day. And it's almost... it's like a very, very dark brown. I think if you're going in the opposite direction, if you're going from dark to light, I think a perm with grey hair would look insane. I think you'd look like Bea Arthur from the Golden Girls, but I think...
Paul, we have a Japanese hairdresser.
Yeah.
In close proximity.
Uh-huh.
The last time I had my hair cut, which was 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
I caught her kneeling down and she got a sample of my hair.
Yeah.
And she wrapped it up and put it away.
No, she didn't.
Yep.
No, she didn't.
Yep. So I'm thinking she loves my hair.
You
okay?
need to leave. Dad, you need to stop going to this barber's because that sounds like you may be a part of a cult now.
No, it's a lady.
Yeah, you can have... No, there could be a whole congregation behind one of those books.
No, I think what she's trying to do...
Yeah, is build an effigy?
No, she thinks that the colour is so rare and unusual...
Yeah.
...that I think she's trying to... Maybe someone has seen me sitting in the chair and said, wow, I'd like that colour hair. And she's just trying to colour match it.
You know what might be a healthier alternative? A fucking photograph.
It's hard to capture the true essence of my hair colour.
That's an insane thing to say.
With a photo.
Dad, listen, I just think when you get a bit of hair product in your hair, it looks amazing.
Mm, I really appreciate your thoughts. My hair was so long 3 days ago that I was actually looking at the television through the hair. It really bugs Christine.
Because
she
hates
it.
It hangs over your eyes because you don't do anything with it.
I could still see through the hair. It was like looking through a fine mesh door.
Bombard Dad with messages. Make him do his hair. If you did your hair, you'd be a style icon. But instead, you just let it flop around. And it's infuriating. You are wasting your God-given gifts right now.
Well, Paul, something else exciting.
Okay.
And that is that one of the most prestigious magazines in the world, which I would say status wise is on par with Time magazine.
So you're obviously talking about Horse and Hound right now, aren't you?
No, I'm talking about Rolling Stone.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, that is one of the longest sort of published, most iconic magazines in the world.
Mm.
And I know someone,
and
I know this is going to come as not a shock because the person that we're about to talk about is of some repute, but a person who is metaphorically sitting opposite me on this podcast wrote a massive article for Rolling Stone and it's been published.
Yeah, I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's really sweet, Dad. For a while, I considered just playing dumb all the way through. I have my first editorial in Rolling Stone Australia, so it's on newsstands right now. It's about video game music, but it's a huge 6-page spread. It's really, really big. I think even if you don't know anything about video game music, you will really enjoy it because I talk to composers and conductors and musicians and do this big. But anyway, it's been a childhood dream to write for these guys, and I've got another piece for them coming out later this year, and I can't say what it's about, but it is tangentially related to some stuff on this show.
Mm.
That's all I'll say. It's... Oh, my God, what a dream.
Congratulations.
Thank you. There is something truly magnificent about going to a news agency and picking up a magazine and seeing yourself in it.
I mean, it's brilliant. I would like to say at this juncture now, it's very important that we protect the identity of our source, and I'm not talking like a secret source that you've got in the cupboard that you would put on a sausage, that sort of source. No, this is a source that got in touch with us in relation to a story we did a few weeks ago.
Hang on, before you do that, let's just quickly deal with something else. Dad, I heard a noise before. That... Yeah, I'm hearing... Is this the same noises that was that were interrupting the podcast on Tuesday?
Last Tuesday, the situation is that the entire building is being painted. What a nightmare of a job. But before they paint the building, which in places is 5 stories, they need to steam clean or use pressure hoses to basically wash the building. Washing a car... For example, my ute, it's quite a task. Can you imagine the logistics in washing a building? And I went down and spoke, and we mentioned it on the podcast, and they kindly stopped everything. little bit of a different scenario this morning. Christine and I heard this almighty sort of reversing machine come down the street, and it's one of those really, really large all-terrain cherry pickers, which can attain great heights, and they've set it up outside our lounge room window.
Oh, God.
And also an apartment above is being completely re-renovated. So basically, it's been rather full on. And for listeners, the listeners won't realise this, but Paul and I are actually recording this podcast many, many hours later. And it's still pretty bad outside, but we've just managed to grab a lull. But we thought about this long and hard, and at one stage, listeners, it was going to be... there was going to be no episode today, but the show must go on. So for those of you that do hear any noises in the background, I think that is to have the podcast, to have the two of us talking, is way more important.
Can I just say, I'm not. There is no beef with these people doing the work outside the building. I am in no way. It's just... Also, if you're listening, and I'm speaking directly to the people who Dad plugged the show to yesterday, who were in fact working on the building, we're just having fun. Honestly, you keep doing your work. It's great. The fact is that Dad records his end of the podcast in a residential apartment. Shit like this is going to happen. It's,
correct. And as Christine said, rightfully so this morning, it's not fair to go and ask them to quieten down, because they would be paying an almighty sum to hire this massive piece of equipment. So
isn't that exactly what you did?
Oh, they didn't have this. They had other equipment, but today they brought in the stuff to get right to the top of the building. But Paul, a listener has reached out in relation to a story we did a few weeks ago about the truck that was found in a cotton field near Collarenebri in northwestern New South Wales. We espoused a number of theories.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I thought we'd covered things pretty well, and then... Now, we have permission from this particular person to say that he is an interstate truck driver. He traverses the country. He asked that we not give too much information because he said that the trucking industry is very attuned and attentive to all sorts of information. A lot of truck drivers, long haul and train drivers and miners, listen to this podcast. However, he came up with two theories that I found
compelling,
fascinating. One of the theories, I think I'll do it in order of the theory that he espoused, the one that I feel is less likely. I think we'll start with that theory. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting. And it goes like this. On big trucks, and we've all noticed when you pull up next to a truck at a set of lights, or you, if you're even more observant, perhaps you're a passenger in a car overtaking a truck in the country, you will notice that they have spare tires.
Yeah.
and they have a massive toolbox. That toolbox is generally unlocked. It is not uncommon for truck drivers to pull up at a truck stop, and if they're lucky or slash unlucky, depending on which way you want to look at the story, truck drivers have been known to see in their monstrous rear vision mirrors someone, person or persons approaching very discreetly, the side of the truck, sort of shimmying up the side, coming to the toolbox and opening it. Why do you think they're doing that, Paul?
Tell me.
Because of drugs. Drugs being planted in the toolbox of long-haul trucks. And according to my source, he said that the drivers are generally completely unaware, which can only mean one thing. That is that the drugs are planted at the depot, unbeknownst to the driver, but known to the trucking company. This is a big call, but it's this is what this particular person theorized. His theory is not based on just his wild imagination. It's based on many, many years in that industry.
Jesus.
Okay, that's the first. That was his one of his theories.
That, by the way, that just quickly, that is so interesting to me.
It's fascinating.
That's great. Okay.
However, more unsettling is the second theory. This theory I found profound, makes absolute sense to the relative of the deceased person that we discussed. I know you'll be listening. This is something that was not brought up in any of the inquests.
Is this a theory or is this evidence-based?
It's a theory, but compelling. And I shall explain. The source that we have is very familiar with that region. He has been connected with that region, not for some years. He explained to me, in the cotton industry in that region, there are essentially, from his memory, five prominent families that basically run that industry. They play for big stakes. We all know the cotton industry is controversial.
How contentious is this going to get? I'm so curious. I'm not saying don't say this. I'm saying this.
Oh, I'm going to say it all. It's so fantastic. It's so good. It's so brilliant. It's a theory. And it's great that we are putting it out here quite possibly for the first time.
Okay.
With full permission. And we're not really saying... We're saying a lot and we're not saying much. It's very... It's an interesting... We're just...
Just spitballing...
Yep. But by the time I've finished this theory, and it'll be interesting to get some feedback from the listeners, we can all start to imagine that this, again, is one possibility. All right, so what is the golden ingredient? What's the thing that you absolutely, and I guess we all know that it's, that hence the controversy with the cotton industry, what is something that it needs more than anything else that is creates a lot of sort of dilemma in terms of, you know, I guess with the way the world's going, it's a resource that is very, very precious.
Is it water?
Water.
Okay.
So these, and it's, I guess it's the same in most farming, agriculture industries. You don't just whack a big suction hose into any old river and suck to your heart's content. So what you need and you require is a water license. These water licenses are astronomically expensive. If someone by any means, by any illegal means, can get some extra water, a couple of gigalitres here, a couple of megalitres there, they will try, and it is a problem. Now, set that information aside.
Yeah.
This source of ours told me mm-hmm. that when they're preparing to sow seed for the cotton industry, what they do is they use an excavator and they dig a hole in the earth near or in amongst the cotton field pre-sowing. They dig down and they get a sense of the moisture levels. And when things are absolutely spot on, that tells them by looking at the stratas in the hole they've just dug with an excavator, they know when is the best time to plant, to sow seed. The theory espoused by our listener that I spoke to for more than 1 hour, and his bona fides are irrefutable.
Yeah.
He said to me, imagine if our truck driver
yeah.
had have come across inadvertently
oh.
an operation yeah, taking yeah. place on the QT where they were actually extracting water illegally from a river.
But is that worth killing someone over?
Most definitely, 100%, because you don't know, because the fines, the ramifications,
yeah.
the problems you would have with other families, communities, owners, would be so intense, because basically you'd be labelled, well, firstly you'd be labelled a thief, it'd go to court. It's pretty heavy, so is it worth killing for? It's just a theory. But also we must consider that they may well have had one of those holes freshly dug. Could they have not murdered the person, the driver, buried him, and then that could then explain why years later
yeah.
the body was found in the cotton field. It could well have come to the surface because of the flooding, remembering that his keys to his apartment were beneath the bones,
yep.
still under the clay. So I think that is a theory definitely that definitely warrants some further investigation. And as we've discussed in the past, when detectives, police get together in a room,
yeah.
nothing is ever too outrageous.
It's ideation, basically. They're just going, hey, just chuck ideas in the mix. No idea's a bad idea. It's a thought starter sometimes, and sometimes you come up with something that is fucking bang on.
Mm. Right?
So it also, I think, encourages creative thinking.
Yep.
Which is super, super useful.
Yeah.
Oh, man, those are really interesting theories.
Yeah, well, I
thank
agree.
You. Thank you to the extremely anonymous listener who, you know, ran them by Dad. Really appreciate it.
Mm. Yep. Mm. So I guess that about wraps it up, Paul.
Kind of does, yeah. But look, that's been a jam-packed little episode of Loose Ends. Thank you so much to everyone for listening. Thank you for staying in touch. And thank you for listening as we crest towards the unbelievable milestone of 10 million listens. It's been a hell of a journey so far, and we're not stopping anytime soon. So thank you for listening to another episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends. That's Dad, I'm Paul, and we will see you very, very soon for more Loose Units. Bye, folks.
Cheerio.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.